US firms want staff back in offices. Since COVID-19 restrictions eased, many companies have been calling their employees back to the office. Some executives and leaders believe productivity increases when workers are in the office together, while others hope to increase in-person collaboration. Some employers are taking extremes to get people back, tracking attendance or threatening to terminate workers who don't comply. Most recently, Amazon's Andy Jassy issued a mandate for corporate staffers in a Feb 17 memo, and Salesforce's leadership has drafted a return-to-office policy, according to a draft of the company's strategic plan shared in an internal Slack message viewed by Insider. Here's a list in alphabetical order of major companies requiring employees to return to offices. Insider will update this list regularly. Amazon. Jassy said in a February memo that he will require corporate employees to spend at least 3 days per week in the office beginning May 1st. The CEO said he and Amazon's leadership team decided it would be easier for employees to collaborate and that in-person work would strengthen the company's culture. Apple. In August, senior leaders told workers they had to return to the office at least 3 days a week. CEO Tim Cook said the decision was meant to restore in-person collaboration. Employees fought back and issued a petition shortly after the announcement, arguing that staffers can do exceptional work from home. Citigroup. Vaccinated Citigroup employees across the US were asked to return to the office for at least 2 days a week in March 2022, an internal memo obtained by Reuters said. Disney. In a memo obtained by Insider, CEO Bob Iger told workers that starting in March, any Disney staff member working in a hybrid fashion will need to return to Disney's offices 4 days a week. Goldman Sachs. In March, CEO David Solomon told Fortune that the company was asking employees to return to the office 5 days a week. In October, he told CNBC that about 65% of staffers were working in the office. Google. Google employees in the San Francisco Bay Area and several other US locations were told to return to the office for at least 3 days a week, starting in April 2022. JP Morgan. In August, CEO Jamie Dimon pushed back on remote work, saying it didn't work for an apprenticeship program or spontaneous stuff, Yahoo Finance reported. Meanwhile, JP Morgan asked half of its employees to return to the office 5 days a week and another 40% to go in a few days a week. The company has been collecting data on staff activity, including tracking attendance. Salesforce. Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff has made revisions to the company's annual strategic plan, including return-to-office mandates, according to a draft of the document shared in an internal Slack message viewed by Insider. In February 2021, Salesforce said workers could work from anywhere. The updated draft return-to-office policy would require 3 days a week in the office for non-remote employees and 4 days a week for employees in non-remote and customer-facing roles. Engineers would be required to work from the office 10 days per quarter, down from 20 in the initial draft, which was updated based on employee feedback. Starbucks. In a memo to corporate staffers, CEO Howard Schultz said employees within commuting distance would be required to return to the office at least 3 days a week, starting January 31st. In August, Schultz said he was doing everything he could to get workers in the office. Twitter. After buying Twitter in October, Elon Musk told employees in November that not showing up to an office when they're able to was the same as a resignation, The Verge reported. Musk also told staffers in an email that remote work was no longer allowed and that employees were expected to be in the office for at least 40 hours a week unless given explicit approval to work elsewhere. Uber. In a memo obtained by Insider, CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told employees that beginning in April 2022, Uber staffers in 35 of the company's locations were required to return to the office at least half the time. He added that on other days, staffers were allowed to work remotely and that some could be entirely remote if they get clearance from their managers.